I'm Luke Bonner, the Senior Economic Development Advisor for the City of Sterling Heights. Welcome to Innovating Business. I'm here with Patrick Rouse, the Director of Workforce Development at Macomb Community College. Patrick, good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So Patrick, today we're at the MTech Center at Macomb Community College. You guys are focused on workforce development. Macomb Community College is an associate's degreed institute. Yep. How does workforce development fit into the context of the community college? And what are you doing that's similar to the college, but also what are you doing that's probably a lot more different and a lot more than what people think or know that you guys do here?
You know, that's a great question. And it's a great question because so oftentimes people think of a community college as a two-year institution. That's where you go for 2 years, and then you can either obtain the associate's degree or transfer on to some of the other major four-year institutions, you know, like OU, Wayne State, MSU, you know, that type of thing, Ferris State, U of M. But they oftentimes don't know about the other aspects of training that we provide, and that's the short-term type training, and that's where we're a little different on the workforce development side. So we provide short-term, in-depth training, almost like intensives. So instead of going for a two-year program where somebody that's maybe a working mother or a working father or a person that entered into, you know, graduated high school and entered into the workforce, and now they need to, you know, get additional certifications or credentials, they may see that as an opportunity to go for that 2 years, but because of work and family commitments, it might take them a little longer to finish that out. Oftentimes, it'll take, you know, some individuals 3-4 years to finish that two-year degree. So what's happened is there's a need for both on the industry side, but also on the student side to complete training and get credentials a much faster rate. So what we do here is we provide that short-term, in-depth, intensive training that they need to enter into the workforce very quickly. So instead of taking something for maybe, you know, 3-4 years to get that associate's degree, they'll come here for 6 to 8 weeks, train for 40 hours a week, and then graduate with a Macomb Community College certificate as well as some third-party certifications and enter right into the workforce at a high-paying, high-demand job.
So in today's environment, we have a very healthy economy today. We have a very low unemployment rate. We also have a high participation rate overall in the workforce. Economic development and kind of the big picture is generally focused on jobs, job creation, and investment, so capital investment. And there's a lot of different ways that can happen. But today, and really kind of the last 5 to 10 years, that really isn't necessarily possible unless there's talent that is part of that equation. So you have become probably the most important aspect of economic development today. So with the compression on the job market itself, how are you guys working with employers to help kind of solve some of these issues, which right now are kind of short term?
Well, we work with employers in two different ways. So one is we create pipelines. So let's say that employers, we get together with employers, as well as we work with local agencies, such as the City of Sterling Heights, Macomb County Planning and Economic Development, the MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And then we get data from them as well as we work with employers, and we listen to what's needed in today's market. We listen for what jobs are desperately needed to fill, which ones are dealing with this aging population with no succession planning. You know, we listen to what needs are out there, and then we craft a pipeline to bring in workers to get trained in these areas and then be able to graduate in a short period of time. That's one way that we really help industry do that. And the second way is we provide short-term training or customized training for corporations. So combined with the talent issue is this struggle or challenge that we have when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution. Companies are faced with new technological changes that are impacting their processes. They have disruptive technologies that are coming in, and they have to adapt to that not only from a equipment side standpoint, but also from a labor standpoint. So we'll actually work with employers directly to customize training specifically to whatever need they have. So we create these pipelines for the kind of the larger picture jobs, if you will, and then we customize training specifically for those employers, whether it be incumbent retraining or they need to hire a certain amount of staff, say 25, or for instance, one company I can think of, they're going to hire 125 people, but they need them with a certain level of training in a certain area. And we will customize that training specifically for them. We work with our local agencies to get the pipeline of people. They come in, they get that training, and they go right into that workforce. So we have a very high job placement rate because of that. In some cases, you know, we've seen up to around 83% job placement, depending on the program and the situation. That's not always the case, but we've seen it as high as 83%. So we're able to do that because we work with the employers directly, and we've created this pipeline in to meet their needs. And oftentimes, those are the things that everybody's talking about, but they don't know that we actually provide that solution here.
Right. So when it comes to that, what are a couple of the most in-demand skills that when you're customizing programming for your employer partners, what are the top couple of most in-demand skills that they're needing people to be trained in?
Sure. Well, if we're talking big picture, right, not specific on the one job description, if we're talking big picture, they have to have the ability to, everybody talks about soft skills, right? They talk about what they have to be able to problem solve. They have to be able to communicate, you know, some odd reason that has become an issue or challenge for a lot of workers. So we incorporate those types of training within all of our curriculum so that people have to work within teams. They have to problem solve. They have to identify the issues. So that's a big picture, if you will. But when we get down to the actual technical training, what are those high paying jobs? Well, I would say most of which are in the automated system area. So for instance, people that know how to program robots, how to integrate robots into a process or operation or assembly, how to work, how to be trained on controls or PLC, or even how to work on the robots. A lot of times we get focused in as a society of what robots are replacing people, but we forget to talk about the need for people to work on the robots and maintain them. And I heard one person say just recently in one facility, they replaced four people with a robot, but then they needed four people to work on the robot. So it just changes the dynamic. So I would say automated systems is a big one. We're seeing a strong need also in quality. And that goes along with the problem-solving component, identifying errors, you know, things of that nature. So there's a quality need. So we have actually a pipeline for quality managers and that type of thing. And then one interesting one, I'll give you a little taste of something that's coming. Here in Michigan, and this would be specific to our region, oftentimes we get so fixated on the, you know, automotive, aerospace, and defense industries, specifically because of the presence here, and rightfully so. But we forget about one thing that's very important to Michiganders, and that's the water. And one thing that we're actually going to be creating a pipeline for is called a marine maintenance technician. So there's a whole group, 200 different companies that we're working with that have year-long work available for marine maintenance technicians, and they don't have the people. They literally don't have anyone trained and ready to go. Some of this has reached a critical mass to where some companies are actually having to shut down because they don't have labor to work on the engines, especially the engines and boats today, which integrate both the mechanical and the electrical, right? So you get in a boat, it's not just an engine anymore. It's got some sort of electronic components to it. And so you don't have technicians ready to go and trained in that. So we're actually looking to be the regional supplier of that training here within the Southeast Michigan, but also within probably a tri-state area.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Something that most people don't pay attention to,
yeah,
but critically important.
Yeah, we think it's a couple months, right? So everybody says here, you know, summer in Michigan was on a Wednesday last year, you know, right? So we say that. So we think and we tie that kind of, you know, few month time frame with boats to, was this an annual job? And it absolutely is. These guys are working all year round. You don't have the boat in the water, and during the winter time it's being worked on and maintained and all that stuff. And they literally have, I spoke to an employer just recently, and he said he'd hire four of those guys right now, starting off between $35,000 and $45,000 a year after 5 weeks of training.
You and I spoke offline early this morning. Mm-hmm. I was talking about a company that I went to visit in Germany. It was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And the conversation that we were having with them was related to the future of their workforce. Mm-hmm. And just how difficult it was to find a younger generation of worker to get interested and excited in manufacturing. That conversation was a world away, but it may as well have been down Van Dyker Mound in Sterling Heights talking to a 30-person machine shop.
That's right.
Absolutely incredible. What do you think what do you think has been the biggest obstacle in terms of getting a younger generation of worker involved in manufacturing today versus we all hear stories about, you know, I had an apprenticeship out of high school.
Sure.
I was making a ton of money out of high school. I was there for 30 years, right? Great living, pension, everything else. What's the difference today?
You make a great point. One, this is not a Macomb County issue. This is a global issue, right? And part of the trend or part of the struggle or challenge is helping people understand the training needed to get into manufacturing today. It's not the same as what you used to be able to do when you came out of high school. There were certain skill sets that you had in high school and you'd be able to apply them within the industry or the manufacturing facility. So oftentimes those jobs were very repetitive. There was minimal, and there was some, but minimal disruption because of technology or whatever. You know, it was, you know, whatever that person did today, they literally could do that same job for 20, 30 years. Today, that's not the case. So that's one of the challenges is ensuring that the individual is trained on a wide breadth of information that integrates a variety of different technologies into whatever that manufacturing position is. Whereas before, that was not the case. You know, they didn't have to worry about, you know, for instance, take tooling and die, for instance. If I wanted to run an injection molding press, I could literally just know the basics of that injection molding press, and I would be okay for 20, 30 years. Today, that same operator isn't just going to know or need to know how to run that press. They're going to need to know how to operate the robot arm that's connected to that press. They're going to need to know how to incorporate some additional technology from like a quality standpoint that's checking the part as it's being made right through that process. They're going to have to know how to integrate that technology into what they're doing. So I think one of the challenges is making sure that people have that basic skill set before they enter into it. And the second one is helping our young people understand what manufacturing is like today. You know, a lot of them grew up thinking or knowing somebody, their granddad or their uncle or their dad or whatever, that worked in a shop, and he'd come home and it was this dirty, you know, nasty environment. And they would like, man, I don't know if I want to ever do that, you know, long, super long hours and, you know, that type of thing. So today's environment, as you saw, we were standing outside of our high bay, it mimics a manufacturing facility. And today's manufacturing facility is clean. It's high tech. There's a lot of, like I talked about, integration. That's the word. You know, they're integrating robots. It's integrating some sort of quality component. It's integrating some sort of software into it. I mean, it's high tech in the ways that we've never seen before, and that parents really didn't deal with, and the young generation aren't aware of it. So we have a number of efforts trying to educate students, right? So we work with the high schools, we work with MISD here in Macomb County to further, you know, expose kids to this type of environment now, where it's clean, it's high tech, it's this cool environment. We just had an event called Michigan Mike or My Career Quest, sorry, and there was over 11,000 students there.
Last week.
And we were there, Macomb Community College was there, and we display all these types of manufacturing opportunities so that they can see, oh, this is different. So it's really exposure to those environments and understanding that it's different than it was before. We have Auto Steam coming up that we do here at Macomb Community College. It's this very similar event to My Career Quest. We're going to have students come in so that they see, okay, This is what manufacturing is like today. Oh man, there's virtual reality. You get kidding me. I can put on goggles and understand how this robot works, or augmented reality where I can sit there and really expand and look at what's wrong with the robot internally without actually taking it apart. That type of technology is now what's being incorporated within all these manufacturing facilities that really our young generation need to understand that that's part of what we're doing today.
These are no longer manufacturing jobs. These are tech jobs. And when people think of tech jobs, they always want to think about what's going on in Silicon Valley, right? That needs to be called something else now.
Exactly.
Where manufacturing is tech. These are tech jobs.
That's right. That's right.
So long term, now you mentioned, you know, my career quest and, you know, stuff like Manufacturing Day, but long term, what is the real solution, especially in a state like Michigan, which we thrive on manufacturing, right? We're not growing. You know, the state's not necessarily growing, right? Our population is flat or negative, over a 20-year period of time. Mm-hmm. Long term, you know, if we compare Michigan to other growth hubs around the country, they're innovation hubs, right?
Yep.
So you got Austin, you got Boulder, you got Silicon Valley. They're all growing. We're flat.
Yep.
Long-term, and it's a talent issue,
yep.
I think. Yep. Long-term, what are some of your ideas related to younger generation, younger talent pipeline, to have them sort of focus more on manufacturing tech in a different way that's going to keep them here long-term? Philosophy, it's a huge question. Philosophically, what do you think needs to happen? And it is kind of the longer-term look.
It is.
You guys are working on the short-term game, which is absolutely critical for companies to continue to be productive and profitable.
Yep.
But long-term, this is a 20-year, 25-year question now.
Yep.
What needs to happen? What needs to change?
Boy, that's a huge question, but I'm going to give it my go. So you're right. All statistics show that here in Michigan, we are, like you said, either flatlined or in the negative. And if you count, or if you start to incorporate, right, the aging population, the retirement components, we are at a critical mass when it comes to talent, right? Most agencies will say that we need migration and immigration to really sustain it, right, long term. You need people moving from other states here and then people from other countries moving here. We have to attract talent to Michigan to really sustain it. One thing that we can't forget about is making sure that we're keeping our good talent here too, right? We provide a way that our population, our students, don't keep moving out of the state, right? Because that's a big deal. Right here in Macomb County, we have an estimated 33,000 jobs open right now today. 33,000 jobs in Macomb County available right now, most of which are in the manufacturing area in that space, right? So we have automotive, aerospace, and defense. So most of that is in that area. So how do we long-term keep that? Well, one, we have to continue to work with the school systems for sure. Because as they go through, we need to ensure that they're also thinking about or aware of those other opportunities within manufacturing and what that looks like today. Our school system is also the key K-12, and they're doing a great job. I know I was just speaking with Dr. Fly and Shannon over at MISD. They're phenomenal people. They really have a good sense of what's necessary. They have a good sense of literacy requirements. They have a good sense of CTE programs, career and technical education programs. They really want to support the direction they need to go. And that's what we need. We need more of that, right? We need more opportunities where we incorporate technology into the classroom as well. So for instance, you know, I talked just briefly about virtual reality and augmented reality. That's not just for video games and, you know, things for us to do and you can go shopping somewhere and that type of thing. This is a reality to get people introduced to new technology or manufacturing facilities. If I was an employer in the manufacturing world, I'd want people to know how to use that. It's a safety concern. Why would I want to introduce somebody to welding when I can get them on a virtual welder and learn how to do it without hurting himself, right? Or so that they can see and try that type of thing out. A lot of our students, they hear of these manufacturing facilities, or these manufacturing jobs, and they don't really know which one's going to be a good fit for them, right? And they really want to have a good fit. It's not like before where work is something you do that you don't like and you do it for 8 hours and you get paid. Today, our students are really looking for something that is going to be a good fit for them, right? And it's not necessarily that, well, they're just not going to have to work and they're going to get paid for doing nothing. No, that they want to go somewhere and be rewarded. You know, they want something rewarding to do. And a lot of this technology can be utilized to help our students see that there's some very, very exciting jobs in manufacturing today that they never expected that really do incorporate virtual reality or augmented reality, that really incorporate this technology. You know, you have cybersecurity. Everybody's talking about cybersecurity, and the reality is cybersecurity isn't just for Silicon Valley. Cybersecurity is incorporating or is required to incorporate some sort of safety protocols into every manufacturing facility. In fact, the DOD, the Department of Defense, initiated back in 2017 requirements for every supplier, no matter what they supplied, to have certain certifications and requirements to meet this cybersecurity issues, because if they're vulnerable, then their supply chain is vulnerable. So before a supplier can even provide a product to the Department of Defense, they have to go through that training. You know, so now you're talking about incorporating technology, security, all of these things, innovation. You're talking about big data, cloud-based systems. You're talking about an integration, and that's really what the Fourth Industrial Revolution is. It's about integrating all of these aspects together. Boy, we need our young talent to stay here. We need to groom our talent early, that's how this is going to be, what they're going to face when they get in the workplace. And we need to provide a way for them to see they have a place to work here within the state of Michigan. And I think the first steps are we continue to do so at the K-12 level. We continue to have events like My Career Quest, Auto Steam Manufacturing Day. I was at Triumph with the county executive and saw just, I think it was near 80 kids there or something like that that went through that facility. And they are an aerospace company, and they were amazed at how clean it was. They were amazed at all the technology there. They were amazed at what opportunities were there. I mean, they were really impressed. And I think what's going to transpire is we're going to see more and more fruit coming from that type of activity. And that's the long term, right? We here at Macomb Community College, we're going to provide some short-term relief to a lot of this industry. We're going to provide the training necessary. We're going to provide the technology necessary. But the long term is really educating kids that going through these things, they may or may not need, right, a four-year education to enter into a really good paying, high-paying job, high-demand job. That's good for some, and it's really important. I mean, still today, the mass majority of people that make over, $80,000 a year in the state of Michigan have a four-year degree. We get that, but it is changing, right? So some are going to be good for that. Some are going to need that, but they're not going to just go get a four-year degree and be good. Because of innovation and technology, they're going to need to go get that four-year degree and then come back to get retrained. We're doing that on a regular basis. Here within our department alone in workforce development, we do a number of trainings for a number of companies that are retooling. Most of those guys that are coming through for retooling, they all have engineering degrees. So it's not just you're going to go out there and just get one thing, you're going to be good. I think what we have to do is educate people that there's a lifelong learning component, but it's going to be specific to the job skill set, and it's going to incorporate all these different technologies. So I think long term, we need to continue to work with the K-12 system like we are, and building pathways for students to choose from and have good options so that they can stay here in the state.
Patrick, thanks for your insights. You guys are in the front line of seeing what's needed every single day from employers. You guys are filling that gap, but you're also doing it with kind of the long-term big picture perspective in mind. And I think you're just an incredible resource for the community. I think, Macomb Community College and MTech here are like one of the best in the state's system when it comes to that. You guys are very proactive. You're very innovative. And we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. And thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out helpful information about doing business in Sterling Heights, log on to sterling-heights.net and select the Economic Development tab.